speedbuilders.com. Would you state your full name and address for the ladies and gentlemen of the jury?
Walter Jackson.
If you would, Mr. Jackson, lean forward and speak into the microphone. You don't have to lean that far.
Walter Jackson.
How old a man are you at this time, Mr. Jackson?
26.
Did you grow up in this city and county, sir?
Yes, I did.
If you would, keep your voice up, Mr. Jackson, so everyone here can understand every word you say, okay?
Yes, I did.
Where did you graduate from high school, Mr. Jackson?
I graduated from St. Mary's Senior High.
How are you employed at this time, sir?
I have a liquor store and a hamburger stand.
In addition to owning these two places of business, do you have an additional occupation or job that you perform, sir?
No, not really.
Do you have anything to do with the ministry, sir?
Oh, yes.
Now, do you know the defendant in this case?
Yes, I do.
Do you see him in the courtroom today, sir?
Yes, I do.
And could you point him out, please?
Right there.
About how long have you known the defendant?
Approximately 6 or 7 months.
Did you know the defendant during the time period of the latter part of October in 1988?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
During that time period, did you have occasion to communicate with the defendant?
Yes, he came down to my house during that time.
If you would, once again, keep your voice up.
Okay, he came by my house.
When he came by your house, did anybody accompany him or was he alone?
He was with two older boys at that particular time.
Do you know the names of the other people he was with, sir?
One of them.
Who was that, sir?
I remember Martin and another boy named Jesse. I recall his name, too.
Is the Martin that you are talking about the Martin who has previously testified here just before you, sir?
Yes, he was in the hall outside.
Are you related in any way to Mr. Martin?
Yes.
And how are you related to him, sir?
His mother is my mother's sister.
Now, when the defendant came to your house, where were you living at that time, sir? What was your address at that time?
8027 Fountain, where he came from.
When the defendant arrived at your residence, did he come to the door alone or accompanied by two people?
He came to the door alone.
Where were the other two individuals at that particular time?
They waited in the car.
Please keep your voice up once again.
They waited in the car.
Now, when the defendant came to the door to your house, did you see anything in his hands or in his possession?
He had about a foot and a half long shotgun, brand new.
When you say he had a foot and a half long shotgun, could you describe it to the jury, how it appeared?
The barrel was sawed off.
The barrel was sawed off?
It was sawed off close, and the handle was sawed off, too, approximately this long, but it was a big rifle at first.
So the barrel and the handle were sawed off?
That is correct. That's what I observed.
From what you immediately observed, were you able to determine whether it was a used shotgun or a new shotgun?
It was new. It looked like it had never been fired.
Now, when the defendant delivered it to your house, did you have a conversation with him concerning that shotgun at that time?
He stated he needed some money desperately.
He told you that he needed some money?
He needed some money desperately was what he stated at that time.
And in that regard, was there any conversation about your purchasing the shotgun?
Yes, he told me that, you know, all he needed was $20, so I just told him that he couldn't come back and get it later on because I wanted to purchase it. He wanted to borrow the money on it, but I told him I wanted to purchase it if I messed with it at all.
The purchase price for the shotgun was $20?
$20.
Now, according to your description of the weapon, did it appear to you to be a rifle or a shotgun?
It was a shotgun, a pump shotgun.
It was a pump shotgun?
That's correct.
Now, this conversation was had between you and the defendant at that time. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
Do you remember what time of day it was? Was it day or night when this conversation took place?
It was daybreak. It was just beginning to be daybreak. It was at least about 7 o'clock. It was as soon as the dawn started coming, just at daybreak.
Now, did you, as a result of this conversation with the defendant, buy that shotgun from him?
Yes, ma'am. I bought it for $20.
Did you and he, on another day, have another conversation about that shotgun?
Him and his sister came about between 11 and 12 the following day and picked up the gun. He wanted the gun back, but I would not sell it back to him.
Let me stop and interrupt you there just 1 second.
All right, ma'am.
Is it your testimony it was the following day?
Yes, that was the next day. They came back the very next day.
Approximately what time of day was it?
It was before 12 o'clock.
Once again, speak into the microphone, Mr. Jackson.
It was before 12 o'clock the following day.
Now, who were the people that came to your house at that particular time?
The defendant and his sister.
Have you seen the defendant's sister in the courtroom today, the sister about whom you are talking?
She's not in here.
Have you seen her in the courthouse today?
Yes, she's out there in the hallway.
Did you have an opportunity to see the young lady that was brought inside the door?
I sure did.
Is that the sister of the defendant about whom you were talking?
Yes, it was.
That is the person who accompanied him to your house at that particular time?
Yes.
Do you recall a conversation you had with the defendant on the day that he came back to your house?
Yes.
Where was his sister at the time of the conversation?
She stayed in the car.